We welcome you into Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We'll take you up to Gus Bradley live right after practice today. The Jags are heading off the practice field right now. Here's what we'll get to today on Jaguars.com Live. Preparations underway. The Green Bay Packers coming to Everbank Field Week 1. How do the Jaguars defend the Packers is a big question. The Jaguars' new-look defense against a really good offense. And then part of that could be controlling the tempo on the other side. We'll get to the run game for the Jags and how that is involved in that as well. And finally, we'll hear from the Jaguars head coach, Gus Bradley. But the Jags are back on the practice field today. Their first real preparation day, true preparation day for the Green Bay Packers. And it's finally here, guys, right?
Well, I think there's a couple of key points today. First of all, they're all healthy. Yep. When you walked out there to practice, they were all out there, all 53. I don't want to say it's never happened in the time I've been back.
Oh, I can't remember.
I can't
happened.
Remember.
No, I can't.
And the second thing is Miles Jack. Where is he going to play? I think that's the big storyline we want to know. Telvin Smith and Paul Bezuzhny are starting Sunday. I don't think there's any question about that.
Miles said it in the locker room.
Right.
What was interesting was he said, I'm learning both. I'll be ready for whatever role they've got in mind for me. But both Todd Walsh and Gus Bradley this week have talked about a specific role for him.
Right. And the key here is, he is going to be very, very good. Everybody who's seen him, everybody knows that. But when you talk to people, not quite ready to be on the field in that full-time role yet. And from talking to Miles the last couple of weeks, he hasn't said, hey, I'm not ready. But when you talk to him and you talk to him about the defense, he always says things like, you know, his eyes will get wide and say, you know, there's a lot to learn here. He's a guy who's still getting there, but he's getting there very quickly.
Okay. Bortles was not on the field when he was completely ready, and yet, you know, we saw those flashes and he grew through it. I think Miles Jack should be on the field on Sunday as the starting weak side linebacker. From my vantage point on the sidelines in Atlanta last week, the thing that stood out the most was his instincts. There was one play in particular where they brought the wide receiver, it was Sanu, in motion, and Miles came with him, and then he went back, and Miles watched and then stayed, and Sanu came back, and he made the play out in the flat. And you could just tell that he was processing it in his head. I think he is super smart.
Athletically, he's ready for that. Mentally,
super
maybe not yet.
Athletic. Well, I mean, maybe not yet, but I think he is. Telvin Smith is a terrific athlete, but Telvin Smith makes, third year now, makes mistakes in coverage. We saw that in the first preseason game. I just think Miles Jack is a guy who gives them terrific coverage skills, and they need those.
It's my guess, at least, you'll see him in certain situations, at least on the field. If he's not on the base package to begin, then we'll hear from Gus and see what he has to say. He may not say anything.
I don't think he will. I think, you know, that's a strategic point. That's a kid who's very talented. They don't know how Gus is going to use him, how Todd Walsh is going to use him. You're not going to hear anything. We're not going to know anything going into it specific as to how they
do
it.
But he said Monday, check back later in the week. So he'll tell us Friday.
Oh, absolutely.
Just be there Friday.
I'll just say this. I remember in 2011, and you were there too, in Tennessee, when Jared Cook went, what did he go for? 8 catches for 169, 170 yards and a touchdown. The Jags had no option for him. Mm-hmm. And the Packers don't go shopping for free agents, but they went after this guy. I fully expect him to be on the field a lot, in the middle of the field, and based on the Jaguars' struggles historically against the tight end, I think you're going to see them look for him a lot, which means you may see Miles Jack on the field more than you think.
Let's get into this Jaguars defense against the Packers offense as a whole. I mean, this is a defensive unit from top to bottom, from the coordinator on down. There's a lot of new on this side of the ball, and it's a Packers offense that's very well established now. They have a run game. Nelson's back in the fold offensively. How well is he? That's the question mark going in. But they've got Aaron Rodgers, 12th-year quarterback. They got all these guys on offense. That's a huge matchup. How does this defense come out of the gate firing week one? That's the question.
We got pressure, and it's got to be better than it was in the preseason. I don't think the Jaguars showed very much, if anything, of what they'll actually try to do scheme-wise on the defensive front. You have to pressure. You have to get pressure from the interior. I think Malik Jackson and Sendarek Marks can be huge factors on Sunday.
What is it that Gus likes to say? Rules ball? Right? Play rules ball. When you're playing a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, who's so improvisational, who, as coaches like to say, can extend the play, he is so smart and is so able to extend the play. He's going to, if you miss your assignment, if you let down for a moment, if you go chase him when you're supposed to be with Cook in the middle of the field, he's going to beat you. So this is a rules ball game, if there ever was one. because Aaron Rodgers can stretch you beyond your grasp of Gus Bradley and Todd Walsh's rules.
And he's going to win some, probably more than a few, but that's why when you get the opportunity to get him down, you've got to hit him.
And they do have big playability as well. I think they're first in the league in top 25 plays as well. Let's go down the hallway right now. Gus Bradley speaking with the media on Wednesday.
Wound it really straining on our guys, and boy, they took to it. We had a really good practice on bonus Monday and followed up by another one today. Now, there were some things that came up, but that's why you practice. So we'll be able to point those things out. But just the tempo of practice, we had a lot of guys come in and lift on the day off. They're just really doing a lot of things right, off the field and on the field, their film study. So very pleased with how it's going so far. So now we just have another one tomorrow that we got to stack them together.
Big picture here, how comfortable has Blake looked this camp with working with Olsen and Hackett?
You can really tell. Just the ownership, even with protections. And that was a big emphasis for us. I know the sack numbers have gone down last year from the year previous, but it's a big point of emphasis. And I think when you own the protections and understand it and, can handle it out in the field, that's a big part of it. And that's I really see that part of Blake as well.
One thing Greg has said about him is he can get out of a bad play. Is that all based on what he sees at the line? And does that just come with experience?
Yeah, I think so. Understanding defenses, what we're in, what we're trying to get to. So he has that ability.
What's your confidence level with Ramsey going up against Rodgers in his first game?
Well, we believe in our guys. Jalen's a good player for us and has done some good things, what we've seen thus far. So he just needs to carry it over. It's going to be regular season, a heightened environment. But, whoever you have, it's a challenge. He's a good football player. But, Jalen, I know he'll stand up to the competition. And, he's doing a lot of film study and watching it. He understands the task.
Good test, not only just for the season, but career?
Every game. He goes in every day in practice. He had one-on-ones today. He matched up with Rashad Green. It was a great challenge for him. So I think every opportunity he has in practice, in games, he'll take it all in. Well, we haven't seen him much, so what their plan is with him, we'll see.
Do you go back?
Yeah, we watch film from previous years, and when you have it's the first game, you have time to really go back and look at other years and see how they utilize it. So we're prepared. We're getting prepared on what they could possibly do, and with also staying true to who we are.
What kind of receiver is he?
Talented. Explosive. He makes big plays for him. Their big thing too is they can max protect, hit shots on you. They can turn little plays into big plays because I think they're seventh in the league in run after catch. So they're very proficient there. And then the extended plays and the freebies. They get the defense to jump offside. You see Jordy catch a lot of those plays. So he has the ability to, every play could be explosive for him.
How hard is it to plan for a guy like Clay Matthews who can move pretty much anywhere?
It is difficult. He's got to be aware where he is. He's one of their top guys, obviously, and he creates issues with matchups for rushing.
Is that a big deal? You talked about the freebies, and I think Wash talked about cadence. Rodgers drawing guys, and that Dante had jumped this morning. How big of an emphasis is that this week, and what's the plan?
Yeah, it is. It's hard to simulate it. He does a really good job. When you see a veteran quarterback that uses the cadence and knows how to use it, he's one of those guys that does it very well. You see it multiple times on tape. So just that ability and then the extended plays. He's got good poise, good patience, and they're really well schooled up. The receivers will turn certain routes into other routes. It's not like they'll just automatically come back to the ball. They're trying to go for a home run. So that puts an added dimension into it. It's hard to replicate in practice. It's hard to, to say, all right, this one, let's scramble and see how we do. You just got to have great awareness of it.
So is there a general rule, though, that if somebody jumps, just keep going so that you don't give them that?
Well, yeah, there's other teams. Some teams have different. You want that. You want your defensive line to keep going once they make a mistake like that because what happens is generally they freeze. And you try to jump back, and then after the ball snap, it's froze, and it buys time. So it's really good football on their part, really good.
How important are these in-depth practices for guys like Beecham, guys like Miles Jack, who are still kind of getting
used to the speed again?
Right. I think it's really good. And that's why today it was a little bit more physical practice, a longer practice for us, just to get the guys in. We knew with preseason how many reps they had. And we had this mapped out that this practice would be like that, just to put a little added strain onto them.
As far as this defense, it's always been a race to get to this first game. How quickly can guys get on the same page? Are you seeing less breaks or busts?
Yeah, I do. You know, that trust factor is so big. And, you know, and sometimes it's a concern when you got a lot of new guys playing together. But I see it really picking up. You know, you try to throw as much at them as you can. You put as much strain on them as you can as an offense and really challenge them and see how they respond. And when they respond through those challenging times, the whole team builds trust in that player or that position group. So that's kind of been the process since the beginning. But it has. It's come along pretty good.
Eddie Lacy look any different?
He's tough. Definitely, you know, you've heard me mention before about a tackling plan. You know, with him, you know, especially our corners. You know, a lot of times teams like this will try to attack the perimeter to get them one-on-one with the corner. So we definitely have to have a mindset of how we're going to approach it, how we're going to tackle him. And, you know, but he's got great feet. He likes to spin in the hole. You know, not many guys can do that. So he's a, you know, has a different style than what we're used to. Well, you see, you know, guys that are around the ball more. I think that's one thing where you look at it and you say, all right, it's tighter coverage, and when you have tighter coverage, you have a chance for tips and overthrows. You've got a chance for things to go your way. So you feel that, and when you have that, you know, those things generally come. I think it's a defense that will get better each experience that we have. I've seen that in preseason. I've seen that in practice, that every day you just start seeing them grow and grow. So this will be a great challenge for us, great challenge.
In your opinion, is Aaron Rodgers the best quarterback in the league?
You know what? To say he is or not, it's not for me to say. I know he's very, very talented, extremely talented. And to say he's not one, I think it'd be crazy. I mean, if you watch it on tape, and, you know, he's phenomenal. He does things that a lot of quarterbacks can't do, the extended plays, the freebies, the cadence, the poise in the pocket, the protections, and then his precision. Very, very accurate passer.
Making it out of the preseason with limited injuries, has that allowed you guys to kind of stick to your plan?
It's been great. That part we really appreciate. I know we've had a plan through training camp. It's a fine line. How much do you challenge them? How much do you strain them, yet stay healthy? How much do we challenge them and strain them? We'll see. You know, but I know we came out of it healthy. And, you know, that's ultimately what we want.
It seems counterproductive when you say, you want to keep Rodgers in the pocket. You don't want him to scramble. But, I mean, he's really good.
Yeah. Right. When you look at a team like this, you're trying to limit explosive plays. So you look at them and say, when do these explosive plays occur? And a lot of these explosive plays occurs when he's out of the pocket. That's not like all quarterbacks. So that really jumps out at you. And he has the ability to extend plays. And if you try to really push the pocket and condense it, you know, he can go over the top. If you get too wide with your rush, he'll sneak through the B gap and extend the play. So you gotta have a plan for that and understand that. And then the DBs and the linebackers got to be tied into it. It's not just the back three. It's not the corners and the safety that's got to be. It's the underneath coverage, too, where explosive plays come because they extend the plays. And that's the guys for us that we're really harping on.
You've mentioned Paz looking really good in pass coverage. Where is he taking the step, and how important is that for you guys?
Well, he has a really good understanding of the defense. And his pass coverage, I know when you look at some issues that showed up a year, 2 years ago, they're not becoming issues anymore for us. He has a really good understanding of the scheme. If there's the speed thing that you're talking about, it's that experience and that wisdom of playing in the package now that really helps him. A guy like Miles Jack has speed. No one disputes that. And we're trying to speed him up as much as possible to get him out in the field because, boy, you know, it's hard to defend that when you have that. So we're trying to push that as fast as we can. We want to make sure that if he doesn't, hopefully he gets some reps this week. If not, if there's something should happen at either one of the positions, he's the next guy. You know, we want to make sure of that.
Who starts running back?
We'll see how this week goes, you know, but they're both going to get a lot of playing time.
Has that gone about as well as you thought it would?
Yeah, I think very similar styles, both bigger backs, strong backs, and hopefully stay healthy.
Back to defense for a second. Offensive guys tell and say all the time, build momentum. It can set the course for a season with like a big game early. On defense, is it the same thing where if you can get some stops early in the game, that can, you know, lead to better defense?
Yeah, it is. I think the message to our team is about grit. And because this team has been behind in some games, you know, early in games like the Carolina game, and then they come roaring back in the second half. They have that. You can see multiple games where they've done that. So it's like, okay, hey, let's come out strong and have a good couple stops. Okay, that's good, but, you know, it's 60 minutes because this team can get on a roll. So it's more that message, that we're going to need this effort throughout. This is a very explosive offense. Okay? All right, thank you.
There's head coach Gus Bradley on his Wednesday press conference after practice. J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier, most notably at the very end there, he started talking a little Miles Jack. He said if something happens, he's the next guy, and he's hoping to get some reps this week. That was about it.
Well, and I thought it was interesting what he said about Posluszny during that. Like a couple years ago, there were concerns about Paul in pass coverage. In the last couple years, regardless of what the public opinion is out there, they believe much more strongly in Paz on the nickel situations in pass coverage than I guess some people would expect. There's a lot of confidence in him. I think he's going to be on the field a lot in nickel situations this year.
Well, opening day last year, he had that pick when he dropped back against Cam Newton, who threw it high and he went up to get it. I mean, he's a much better coverage linebacker. People look at Telvin Smith and say, well, that's the best coverage linebacker right there. Well, athletically, absolutely. He's terrific, but Posluszny makes up for his shortcomings athletically, if he has any, by the way, by being smart and being in the right place. He's a savvy veteran player, and Miles is going to have to earn it, but I just think his skill level is so high, it's not going to take him long to earn it.
We touched on it right before we went to Gus. Gus touched on it as well, the explosive plays for this Packers offense. They're among the best in the league in plays last year of 25 yards or more. In fact, they're first in the league. His ability to get out of the pocket and then take advantage of situations where a guy's offside, the cadence and all that, that can be an issue for this Jaguars defense. Big explosive plays, that's something they're trying to limit on the defensive side.
What's interesting is that you see that Green Bay had as many as Jacksonville last year in a year that they didn't have Jordy Nelson, who was their deep threat receiver. That shows you just how many different guys they were able to roll in there in different situations. Now they're going to have him back. I don't know how many snaps he's going to be able to go. He didn't play in the preseason. But it shows you, even if he doesn't play on Sunday, they still equaled the Jaguars in down-the-field shots and completions last year.
Well, I think it's a million-dollar question is how much Jordy Nelson plays at what effectiveness level. I'm a big believer that if a guy's out there, he's usually going to be at least something like his former self. The difference in that offense last year without him, even with the stats, even with the numbers they put up, was significant. So if he's on the field and if he's right, then they're a much better offense than they were last year. It was interesting that Gus used the word precision. And if you listen to Gus over the years, he loves precision in the NFL. He used it talking about Aaron Rodgers. And that's really the thing with Rodgers. If he sees something, if you make an error, he's going to exploit it far more than most quarterbacks in the league are going to.
You know what I like in the NFL? Power.
Yeah.
I like power.
That's
and the running game for the Jaguars maybe as good a defense as you could ask for against Aaron Rodgers. On a hot day, and I mean, we've both seen some really hot days down here, you can wear a defense out. You can own the fourth quarter if you can run the ball, and you've got two backs in Chris Ivory and in T.J. Yeldon, who both averaged better than 4 yards of carry last year. Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb and Jared Cook and Aaron, they're going to make some plays. But if you really want to negate their big playability, run the ball.
If the running game is preseason week one and week two running game, then the Jaguars win this game. If it's week three Cincinnati running game, then Green Bay wins by 14.
Yeah. I would agree with that. Run the ball. Even though everyone wants to see the ball, high arcing passes to Hearns and Robinson down the field. Not this week.
Yeah, you don't want to be
run
in a shootout with Aaron Rodgers.
No way. Run the ball.
But you know what? If I'm coordinator, which thankfully I'm not, first play of the game is a pass to Allen Robinson because I know that works.
I'm not saying don't get it to him, but I'm saying lean heavily on those two backs and make the Packers stop your power.
How about this? Jags go down for a touchdown to A-Rob. Defense shuts down Rodgers, and the Jags just pound the rock. They go up two touchdowns, and then it's a ball game. right? It's all over.
With those guys, it's never over till it's over.
That's true. It'll be a long 60
Remember
minutes.
Remember Chicago a couple years ago, right, at the very end of the game, Rodgers to Cobb, they can extend the game as well as the play.
Well, guess what, guys? Game week is here.
It's here.
It is officially here. Wednesday is in the books. Well done, Brian. John, look for the coverage coming up on Jaguars.com. For everyone involved, this is JP Shadrick. And thank you for watching Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank.